finance and economics.
The global economy. A good kind of bubble. As some countries contain the virus more successfully than others, could travel zones offer a route to economic recovery?
It may be a painful fact to contemplate during these locked down days, but last year the world was more mobile than ever, with people taking 4.6 billion flights. In April this year, though, planes carried just 47 million passengers. That level of mobility, annualized, would set the clocks back to 1978. The virtual halt to travel has exacerbated the global economy's woes, complicating trade ties, upending business, and devastating the tourism industry. Little wonder that governments want to restore links. An idea gaining favour is the creation of travel bubbles, binding together countries that have fared well against the coronavirus. A closer look yields some grounds for optimism. The Economist has identified potential bubbles that account for around 35% of global GDP, 39% of all trade in goods and services, and 42% of the world's spending on tourism. But the challenge of connecting them also underscores how hard restarting the global economy will be. Simply returning borders to pre-virus days is, for now, inconceivable. Many health experts, first critical of travel restrictions, have come to view strict controls as useful, especially for places that have contained local infections. Every inbound case is a potential seed that can grow into an outbreak, says Ben Cowling, an epidemiologist at Hong Kong University.